The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips.
Every 2 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness holds its Visions National Conference. I was fortunate enough to attend this year's conference in Chicago. As part of the conference, an exhibit hall showcased numerous manufacturers and distributors of assistive technology. Many of the vendors spoke with me about their products. Don't worry if you miss website and contact information. There will be a complete list at the end of the episode. So sit back and enjoy this buffet of assistive technology.
We are here at Visions 2024 Conference in the Exhibit Hall, and I am talking with Rebecca of Revoca. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Tell me about Revoca. What is it?
Yeah, so Revoca is an assistive technology tool that is meant for people who have some amount of residual sight and really want to be able to use that. And so it basically allows you to use your iOS device, so your iPhone or your iPad, like a video magnifier, but also a distance viewing device at the same time. So you're using a live camera feed from your device in our app. And you can add all different types of image adjustment filters. So you can change contrast, you can change the colors, you can change how bright things look, all your kind of like black on yellow, blue on yellow inversion filters you're used to seeing, all to kind of create the best case visual scenario for you so that you can independently accomplish tasks in regular life in a way that's more discreet than if you were to carry around, say, a monocular or some sort of bulkier device.
How easy is it for someone to learn and use?
It's really easy for somebody to learn and use. We provide a tutorial at the beginning. So the first time you open the app, it'll ask if you want to watch a tutorial video. It's a 5-minute YouTube video, kind of walks through a number of the features. You can also find that tutorial again if you accidentally X away from it. In the settings menu, you scroll down to replay tutorial, and you can watch that again. Okay. We have users literally who spanned the entire age bracket. So we have small children whose parents kind of got it for them while they're experiencing their vision impairment. And we have users who are in their 90s who email me about how much they love this. Seriously, that's a true story.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just having a 90-year-old who's using tech is awesome.
It's getting more and more common, especially among the low vision community. They're so motivated to make the most of that vision that they have and use it in as many circumstances as they can, that they want tools like this that are easy to use, that they can make, you know, help make their lives easier. So they're motivated.
And they want to maintain as much independence as they can,
yes,
like the visually impaired community.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
I have low vision myself, and so I'm very familiar with this challenge.
Okay, awesome. Me too. Right there in the trenches with you.
Thank you.
So I get it. Is there a cost associated with Revoca?
Great question. So there is a free version of Revoca. You can download the app totally for free. We are beginning to work with organizations who will actually sponsor the full version that is normally paid in their space. So you can go to our website and find out where those spaces are. But if you want to have access to the paid version all of the time, it's about $3 a month as a subscription, or I think $28 a year for access to our Plus tier, which is a whole cohort of additional features.
Okay, great. And because you mentioned right now you're just on iOS, do you have plans in the future to migrate for us minority Android users?
Yes, we do. Being on Android is something that is really important to us. It is something that we want to see happen in the future. I don't have an exact timeline yet.
No worries.
But, you know, we're not trying to leave this population out. We're just a small company early in the process, and we want to make sure that when we do bring it to Android, Revoca is every bit as stable and as capable as it is on iOS.
Awesome. How can people learn more about Revoca and download the app and purchase it and all that good fun stuff?
So to download the Revoca app, you can go to the App Store and type in Revoca. It's R-E-B-O-K-E-H. You can also go to our website, which is just www.revoca.com. Or we are Revoca Vision across, I think, every social media platform. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Revoca, R-E-B-O-K-E-H, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
I think you covered it.
Okay, awesome, good. Well, I am going to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are here at Visions 2024 conference and talking with Alan of Solar Grove. And what is Solar Grove?
So Solar Grove is a company. We make solar-powered accessible devices.
Okay.
We make them with two requirements. They have to be affordable and they have to be easy to use. So all our devices, our book readers, our recorders, they all have a built-in solar panel. So you can charge them without any wires or cables. Typically an hour of sunlight gives you about 2 hours of power.
Okay.
So very easy to use. Our devices come with a tactile keypad. So, you know, user can feel them and navigate easily. One of the things we're really showcasing here this year is our new Vine C2 recorder.
Okay.
And so this actually launches late July. So we're very looking forward to that.
Okay.
So the C2 recorder is a talking recorder. So it was designed for people that just need an easier to use recorder for things like contact numbers, addresses, grocery lists, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this device, each of the buttons speak to you. So when you turn it on, it lets the user know that the recorder is on. You can navigate the built-in folders that we have designed into it. But the user can create their own folder and then give that folder a name by hitting record, and that first recording becomes your title for that folder.
Okay.
So you can create your own custom folder for anything. I tell this story, one of our my favorite stories is a group of ladies that have a cooking club. They're all visually impaired, and they actually have a folder with their recipes in it. So they can give the recipes in their recorder. They're testing it for us, and they use that in the kitchen. So they just keep the player in the window. It's always charged from the solar panel, and they just have it at ready to go at all times.
Nice. How, if you could, describe the unit for us and give us its, you know, specs.
So the C2 recorder is about 4 inches by 2 inches. It's only 2.5 ounces, so it's very lightweight. It was designed to fit in your pocket or your purse easily.
Okay.
So even a man's shirt pocket, you can just keep it right there in your pocket. Very small, lightweight. So
nice.
As I mentioned earlier, it has a tactile keypad.
Okay.
So you can feel the buttons easily. And that does have the speaking buttons. So it will tell you when you've started recording, when you've stopped recording, when you've reached maximum volume. And we can accommodate that speaking menu to any language. So
nice.
Just last week, we've adapted Ukrainian, we adapted Italian, so several languages are already coming on, as we're used more outside the U.S. than we are in the U.S., only because technology, accessible technology, isn't quite as available as it is here, so we're very popular all around the world, and so we're kind of launching this in the U.S.
Okay.
for the first time this year.
How can you do backups? Is it possible to back up what's on the recorder?
Yeah, so if a person has a computer, you can connect it to your PC with the Type-C connector.
Okay.
And you can copy what's on the internal memory right over to your PC. So you can take those recordings off. That also gives you the ability to add to it. So you could use the recorder not only as a recorder, but as an MP3 player. So if you had a folder with some of your favorite music, just like you copied it off, you can just copy and paste that folder right onto your player, and you can use it as an MP3 player.
That's awesome. So it does come with a headphone jack as well?
Yes.
3.5 millimeter? Okay.
So those come with the Type-C data cable already, so comes with that, and a special bumper just to add special protection to it.
Okay.
We design our players to be dropped from a three-story balcony. We've tested that. We've tested driving over it with a car.
Yeah.
So our devices are virtually indestructible, water-resistant, lightweight, and have been tested in both extreme heat and cold environments. So,
awesome. So, how can somebody find out more about Solar Grove and your products?
Yeah, so if they go to S-Grove, that's SGROVE.com.
Okay.
All the information's there. Now, it has a lot of our devices, so if they go to that Vine C series, we have our special book reader model there. We have our recorder there. And you'll also find some of our resellers that offer this.
Okay.
One of those resellers, and I'll promote them now if I can,
yeah.
Blind Mice Mega Mall is a really good friend of ours.
Okay.
They have our accessible MP3 player and book reader available now, and they are going to be one of the first to get the recorder when it launches later in July.
All right, awesome. Is there anything else you want to cover I might have missed?
Now, I will say talk about some more of the advanced features.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Both for the C1, which is our book reader, and the C2, which is our recorder. So the recorder can do both. It can be the book reader and recorder for people who want an all-in-one unit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, you can use it as an MP3 player. But what's very popular with our C1 right now, because it's available, is sometimes people want to do more with it than just play MP3. They might have a DAISY book, an EPUB, or even a text document that they want to put on their player and listen to it later. So we include a free utility called BookSync, and this tool will let you, say you're an NFB Newsline member and you download the latest Newsline in DAISY format, our tool will convert that and sync it to your player for you. So you can also take any books. If they're a Bookshare user and they've downloaded a DAISY book from Bookshare, they can take that, rip that DAISY book to their player for playback as well. It works with text-to-speech as well. So if you're typing something up and you've saved that into an accessible text document, you can take that, choose your voice, choose your reading speed, and that will also do the audio conversion and load it onto your player for playback. So that's, while it won't do it in real time, mm-hmm. like a lot of the expensive devices, if you can use the software utility, it'll let you do more advanced features like that.
That is cool. So speaking of more expensive options, what is the cost for this one?
So a lot of our resellers, it will vary from seller to seller.
Okay.
But I can speak on Blind Mice because they have it right now on their website. They sell our book reader for $65.
Okay.
And the recorder is going to be around $75, $80.
That's not
so
bad.
You know, our whole objective again was to keep things affordable. So we always ask our resellers to make sure that they keep it under $100.
That sounds good. Well, is there anything else?
I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Oh, well, thank you.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are at Visions 2024 Conference in the Exhibit Hall, and we are talking with Corinne of OrCam. And I want to say, hi, thanks for taking the time to talk with me for just a little bit.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What is OrCam? What do you do for someone who doesn't know?
Sure. So OrCam is an assistive technology company designed for somebody with a vision loss or a reading difficulty. We carry a wearable and a handheld product. Both of them are designed to read print aloud. They have some additional capabilities. They can range anywhere from product identification, currency, facial identification, scene description, colors. They can now, with our newest products, also magnify the reading content to a computer screen. They can read handwriting. They can translate to over 160 languages.
Okay.
And now we've, with our newest products, have introduced AI. So our AI assistant can actually interact with the reading content for the user and basically answer any kind of questions they have about the content.
And the nice thing about it is it's all voice navigation, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And at one time, OrCam could do facial recognition.
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
It is still a thing with our wearable devices. The My Eye can use, it can recognize up to 100 faces.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How can someone learn more about the OrCam products?
Well, I can give my phone number. I mean, I'm a rep that covers the Midwest. We have reps all across the U.S. We also work okay. with local distributors, too. We always want to provide, you know, anybody that's interested in a demonstration of the products, let them try it out themselves,
okay.
especially because we have now quite a few different devices on our catalog ranging in capability. It's really nice for the user to be able to try it out before they purchase it.
That's always important because you want to test drive it.
Exactly.
Because they're, you know, it's an investment.
Exactly.
Is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Do you have a distributor that you know of in North Carolina or somewhere that serves North Carolina?
You know, we have a rep that covers that area. He's going to know a little bit more as far as the distributors that are local, but he does cover the area. His name is Sean.
Okay, and if someone wants to figure out who that is, they can just go to the website?
Yes, we have on our website, there is a section that will say sales reps or dealers. You can basically find anybody that's selling OrCam there. Otherwise, our email address is usorcam@orcam.com, or my phone number is 630-642-9810, and I can always help get the person connected with the right individuals.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to add that I may have missed?
You know, the only other thing is our new product, which is the Read 5, is going to be out in the next week.
Okay.
And
awesome.
That has a portable AI assistant. So now you have the luxury of having that AI assistant anywhere you go, which is an amazing
feature.
Awesome.
And how does it achieve that? Is it paired with a phone?
Correct. So there's an app that is compatible with iOS or Android. And
okay.
as long as you have the device paired to your smartphone, it will feed off of the data or the Wi-Fi that you're connected to on the phone, and it provides that AI assistant anywhere you go.
Okay, great. And it was called the what again?
The OrCam Read 5.
Read 5.
Yep.
And now we're talking in June, and you said it's coming out next week, so we're looking at July, correct?
Correct. First week of July should be around.
Okay.
Right
so by the time this airs in August, it will have already been out.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Tips. On the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are here at Visions 2024 Conference, and we are at Patriot Vision talking with LaDessa and Haley. And I want to thank both of you, first of all, taking some time to talk with me today. What is Patriot Vision?
Patriot Vision Industries is our branding for our equipment. We are actually also known as Magnifying America as a company.
Okay.
We are a family-owned and operated business for more than 30-plus years. And we manufacture and distribute technology for both low vision and blindness in the USA. So everything's made in Florida. Our headquarters are in Ocala, Florida. And we make equipment such as standalone assistive readers, where I'll read anything out loud to you in a blink of an eye. And then we also make portable, lightweight CCTV tablets that are iOS and Android based. We also have handheld digital magnifiers that do both near and distance with a 32x zoom, so it can go really, really far. We are also finally known for our very popular Patriot Viewpoint, which is a wearable that go on like goggles, and they do near distance. It has OCR capabilities, and it helps those clients with no matter macular degeneration, central vision loss, and peripheral vision loss. These have worked amazingly for them, and it is definitely our best sellers. It's definitely given a lot of people their independence back.
I got to try them for about 5 minutes yesterday, and I'm in love. Is it all self-contained, or is there is it paired to a phone? How does that work?
It's all self-contained. If you were to purchase the Viewpoint, you would get the Viewpoint itself, manual, a registration card, a hard carrying case, and a charger and a pair of earbuds. Everything is contained in one. You turn it on, all the controls are going to be on the right side. It's like a touchpad. All you have to do is swipe forward or back to zoom in or out, swipe up or down to increase or decrease the brightness. And then there's two buttons on there. One is for reading and one is for color contrast. So the reading is if you want it to do the OCR, text-to-speech capabilities, you press that button and then it will process and read out loud plus show the text onto the screen. So you could also read if you wanted to. You can make those words bigger or smaller and change the color contrast while it's reading. So that has been really helpful for people. As far as live mode, like looking around the room, It has all of your other color contrast changes too on live mode. So your yellows, your blues, your reds, your greens, etc.
So that people get an idea of how big it is. You said they're like goggles, but could you give us like a reference point?
From what our clients have said, it is definitely lighter than the Vision Pros. They're about almost the same size as the Vision Pros, just kind of a different shape, more rectangular up front than they are goggle-like.
Thank you for talking to me about that. What about the other stuff that you have around here?
And
Haley, please feel free to jump in if you want.
Okay, so the Patriot Pro is an iPad version of a digital reader. You can change the contrast on the screen. You can zoom out and zoom in. You can take a photo of a document or cooking instructions, recipes, anything with words. It'll take a picture of it and read it to you. There's a light also, so you can turn the light on and off in case you're reading a glossy document.
Okay. What else do you have here?
We also have the standalone reader, the Patriot Easy, and it basically does the same thing as the Pro, except it doesn't have a screen, so you place your document underneath there. It takes a picture of it. You can adjust the speed of how fast it reads, how slow it reads. You can change the language. You can also up and down your volume. You can pause on a certain word, and it will spell it to you as well.
Nice. Now, let's talk portable. What are some portable options?
Our standalone digital readers, the Pro 12.9 and then the VRM Android version, those are portable. They fold up into a nice slim case, and you can take that with you. And then, of course, the Viewpoint is portable as well.
Okay, awesome. If somebody wants to learn more about Patriot Vision, how can they do that?
Well, we have a number and an email for our main office in Ocala as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you give that to me?
All right. So the number for our main office is going to be 352-626-9012. And then the email is going to be Haley@patriotvision.com.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Website, almost forgot.
www.patriotvision.com.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to thank both of you lovely ladies for talking with me today, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed having you.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are here at the Visions 2024 Exhibit Hall, and I am talking with Jeff of Vispero. Jeff, thanks for taking the time to talk with me a little bit today.
Good to be here, Chris. Thank you.
First of all, who is Vispero for someone who may not know?
Vispero is the umbrella company of several other assistive technology companies that have been around for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Freedom Scientific, Enhanced Vision, Optilec. We also have the Passiello Group, who does a number of services and compliance and that kind of thing.
Awesome. And you're most famous for JAWS, right?
JAWS for Windows is absolutely a product that we've had for many, many years on the Freedom Scientific side. We have ZoomTex now as well, and we now have the product called Fusion, which brings ZoomTex and JAWS together for use on a Windows machine.
Kind of walk us through a little bit. What's new about ZoomTex and Fusion?
One of the things we recently did on the ZoomTex side is basically overhaul the magnification engine from top to bottom. Okay. So less resource intensive on the machine, should be smoother. We've done some other very nice changes in ZoomTex and the mag side as well with cursors and toolbars and things like that. One of the things that's come to Fusion and JAWS is something called Picture Smart with AI. So we're now able to get some pretty specific and pretty vivid descriptions of images that we want to capture. So you could scan in a picture that you had if you wanted to get a description on that, or anything you can find on the internet. Videos on YouTube even, you can stop them and get a description of exactly what's happening in the video.
Awesome, that sounds great. Is Zoom Text available for tablets?
If it's a Windows tablet,
it can absolutely be. Okay, so like the Surface Pro and that
sure.
kind of stuff. Okay.
Yep, it's a Windows tablet. Now, if you're talking ARM, JAWS is available there now. I think magnification is coming. We don't have it yet.
How does the purchasing process work for, and the ordering process work for any of these platforms?
If you're working in a corporate environment, you would need a professional license. You can get that from any one of our local distributors who work with us for our software. You can always, you know, if you don't have one nearby or one you work with, you can just call the Sparrow and Freedom Scientific and let us know you need that. If you're using it at home, we have home annual license where you can basically subscribe to the product and you can pay annually once a year for it. It's about $100 a year for JAWS, about $160 for Fusion. And you just pay that annually. We bill your credit card. We give you a notice that it's coming up within 30 days. And so you always know when you're going to be billed. But that's been a really, really nice, attractive way for people to get into the software at a very nice price point and be able to utilize it. So if you have the annual license, for the length of time that you have it, you always have the most current option available to you.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you purchase, say, like in September, and a new upgrade comes out in October, because you're covered under the annual license, you can automatically download and install the latest version at all times.
And how can someone find out more about Zoom Text, JAWS, or Fusion?
If you go to our website, freedomscientific.com, that's where you'll find all the information on software and the kind of license you might need based on where you're going to use it. You can read about JAWS, Zoom Text, or Fusion, or any of our other products as well. We have all kinds of video magnification hardware available throughout our whole portfolio of companies. And you can link to all that from the Freedom Scientific site.
Definitely a wealth of knowledge there.
For sure. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Yes,
thank you.
Same
appreciate
here.
It.
I would like to thank all the exhibitors who graciously agreed to talk with me about their products and services. If you missed it the first time around, here's the contact information for all of the exhibitors featured. To learn more about Reboka, visit their website at reboka.com. And Reboka is spelled R-E-B-O-K-E-H. The app is available in Apple's App Store. You can also follow them at Reboka Vision on all the major social networking sites. To learn more about Solar Grove or to purchase one of their solar-powered recorders, visit sgrove.com. To learn more about OrCam or to locate a distributor near you, visit orcam.com. For more information about Patriot Vision and their line of video magnifiers, including the Patriot Viewpoint, visit their website at patriotvision.com. To learn more about Vispero, visit them online at freedomscientific.com. If the Visions Conference sounds like something you would like to attend in the future, visit the Foundation Fighting Blindness website at fightingblindness.org and subscribe to their newsletter. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.